Your 8 o'clock news is read by Brian Jennings.
Gardaí are treating the deaths of a father and daughter in Dublin on Saturday night as a case of murder-suicide. The bodies of the 50-year-old man, named locally as Christoph Daszkowski, and his 5-year-old daughter Yulia, were discovered in their home on Saturday night. Post-mortem examinations are expected to be carried out later today. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
The house in Heathfield Terrace in Finglas, where the bodies of a father and his 5-year-old daughter were found, remains sealed off this morning as the forensic examination of the scene continues. It's believed the child's mother made the grim discovery when she came home from work on Saturday night. The man was found by the stairs, their daughter in a bedroom. The results of the post-mortem examinations, which are due to commence later today, will determine the course of the investigation, but Gardaí are treating the case as murder-suicide. Detectives believe the father took the life of his daughter before taking his own and are not looking for anyone else at present. The family are originally from Eastern Europe and Gardaí have been contacting relatives and family members abroad. The father and child will not be named until all relatives have been informed. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Dublin.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to meet the US President Donald Trump at the White House today, with a new Gaza peace plan expected to be on the agenda. Mr. Trump has expressed optimism that a deal can be achieved, posting on social media that there was what he described as a real chance for greatness in the Middle East. Hamas, however, has said it has not yet received any new proposal from the US or mediators. Kate Farley reports.
Facing increasing isolation abroad and mounting pressure at home, this meeting at the White House comes at a pivotal time for Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Last week, he appeared defiant when he addressed the United Nations, vowing to finish off the job in Gaza. But any such move relies on US support, and Donald Trump's focus is currently on a new 21-point peace plan, which he suggested was a real chance for greatness in the Middle East. The proposal is understood to include details of a permanent ceasefire in Gaza, the release of all remaining Israeli hostages held by Hamas, and the deployment of an international stabilization force. While the US president appears optimistic a deal can be reached, many others remain cautious. Even if the crunch talks with Benjamin Netanyahu yield a breakthrough, Hamas has said it has yet to receive any new proposal.
The three presidential candidates will tonight take part in the first televised debate of the campaign. It will take place on Virgin Media. Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys is expected to canvass in Dublin today, prior to tonight's debate. The Fianna Fáil candidate Jim Gavin is also meeting voters in Dublin, while Catherine Connolly is set to focus on preparing for the debate. The UK Labour Party conference continues in Liverpool this morning, with the Chancellor of the Exchequer is set to announce guaranteed paid work placements for unemployed young people. Separately, at a fringe event last night, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald called on both the British and Irish governments to prepare for a border poll. From Liverpool, our London correspondent Tommy Meskell.
There have been a number of policy announcements to coincide with this Labour conference as the party seeks to boost its popularity. In her speech today, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves, will pledge guaranteed paid work placements for unemployed young people. If they refuse to accept them, they risk losing benefits. The Home Secretary, Shabana Mahmood, will announce stricter rules for migrants seeking indefinite leave to remain in the UK. They include a requirement to learn English, to have a clean criminal record, and to volunteer in their community. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, will give his speech to conference. Separately, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald spoke at a fringe event last night. She reiterated her call on both the British and Irish governments to prepare for a border poll by 2030. Tommy Meskell, RT News, Liverpool.
Europe have won golf's Ryder Cup after holding off a dramatic fight back from the United States. The US team trailed by 7 points heading into yesterday's final session at Bethpage Black in New York, and came back with a series of tight wins. But Europe managed to do just enough to cling on. Ireland's Shane Lowry delivered the crucial half point that took Europe to 14 points when he secured a draw in his match with a winning putt on the 18th. The tournament is due to be held at Adair Manor in Limerick in 2027. Speaking afterwards, Larry said he was delighted to hole the decisive putt.
I didn't think it was going to come down to me. We knew the crowd were going to make it difficult for us, and they did, but we were struggling, and I said I have to do something, and I hit three of the best iron shots I've hit in my life, and obviously I hold that putt like I'm shaking over it, like, you know, and the Irish in the Ryder Cup, something about it.
Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Mist and fog will clear this morning. Today will be mostly cloudy with outbreaks of rain or drizzle at times in the north and west. The best of any sunny spells will be in the east. Highest temperatures 14 to 70 degrees with light to moderate southerly winds freshening in the west later.